a game. Not a game. Not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire. It's impossible.
Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
RCL basketball is open. Razzball commenter leagues are open. We're excited. We love the fan leagues. We love seeing people win. We love shaving things into our heads. Well, one of us does. So what are some big things you've won in life, Slim? You ever won the lottery or anything?
No, I don't think I've ever actually even bought a lottery ticket in my life. That's just not my thing.
Yeah, probably smart. I've probably spent $100 to $200 in my life on Mega Millions tickets and won maybe $10 back. But I don't know. I remember one time in second grade, there was some sort of thing where they put stickers underneath the cafeteria plates, like two or three of them, and you got a free candy bar, and you won it in front of the whole second grade. Or no, it was like the whole elementary school. Oh, that was a big deal. I won one of those once, and I got a free candy bar. In second grade, that's like getting a Purple Heart. I mean, maybe wow. Man, that might have been too far. That's like winning an Oscar.
For some of these guys, it pretty much is, yeah. Some of them look like they could care less when they win.
Yeah, that's true. As I mentioned, RCL basketball is open. I literally just made the post live right before we started recording, so hopefully people are starting to filter in. We need a lot of people to start leagues. It's easy to join leagues. Takes about 15 more seconds to start a league, which I know is a lot of time. So if you're interested in starting a league, just go to the post there. I'll probably make the post the top over the weekend. I'll leave it where it is through the rest of the week, but then I'll move it back up to the top. But we're really excited. Last year, high as Greg Kite. Congratulations again. Won the RCL League. Actually had the best regular season record the whole year, more or less, and then won the playoffs. Got his name shaved in my head, and as I put in the post, I'm going to leave it up to the comments of what to do for the winner this year for a YouTube video. Nothing too crazy or that costs money, but we'll see what the Razzball Nation comes up with. Did you have any ideas off the top of your head to suggest?
Oh, I'm not telling you in person. You're going to have to wait and find out that.
I'm excited to hear what that is. We'll discuss offline. I really hope I don't have to do anything too embarrassing. I think this could be really bad. But all right, so the news of the NBA world. Oh, this is just mind-blowing huge news just off the presses. Jared Dudley in a salary dump going to Milwaukee. Oh, if that's not the biggest trade this offseason. I don't think there's any trade this offseason that can come close to topping that.
Well, it also came with a Heat first-round pick. That's going to be in the 20s.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter for fantasy. We don't care about that. No, that is actually, talk about a team that's, putting their heart on their sleeves with the rebuild. Those Bucks and the 76ers both getting lots of picks. So, but I think the real question is, does Dudley interfere with the minutes? We like a lot of the guys there. I obviously love Jabari Parker. You love Giannis. I think I like Giannis pretty well, too. Is he going to jack up the minutes, or is he just going to be bench fodder and just sit there and collect his money?
Jason Kidd, jury's still out, I think.
I'm really worried what he did in
the Nets last year. It's worrisome. I don't know what he's going to do with the rotations. I don't think he's going to have – he's not going to be Larry Drew, but I don't think he's going to have, sound rotation, 36-minute guys. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, and sorry I kept cutting you off. I was thinking to myself, I just thought of it. Did Jason Kidd ever play with Jared Dudley? I don't think so.
I don't know.
I wouldn't be shocked.
He's 30-something now, I think.
We should do a Jason Kidd, 7 degrees of separation from Bacon, how many people he's played with. Yeah, it just it sucks. Hopefully Dudley doesn't play more than 15 minutes and doesn't jack into everything.
Yeah, plus O.J. Mayo with the same boat. We hope he doesn't play.
Exactly. And, I mean, some places have O.J. Mayo ranked really high. I just don't see it. That was just a terrible fit for that team. So hopefully we see the players that can actually make fantasy impact get on the court. The other big trade, we've already known it. We've been talking about it for months. It's official. It's through. Kevin Love on the Cavs. Thaddeus Young going to Minnesota. Any new takeaways since the trade's been official? I mean, we've known it for a while, but figured we should.
Yeah, I guess just that we thought that Bennett was going to the Sixers, but
yeah.
So that's a nice little keep for Minnesota.
Man, second unit. I mean, if Bennett improves just marginally, to have a second unit of Bennett and Gorgui Jang, I mean, that's a pretty good frontline second unit.
Yeah. Plus, LaVine should get some minutes to show what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
I expect them to be a fun team to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I've always liked Rubio. I've made no bones about that. I've overranked him multiple times. But I think, you know, this year with his value down, I've ranked him lower, obviously to reflect that, and just the fact that he doesn't know how to shoot a basketball. But I think it'll be a real fun team as well. I'm really excited to see Wiggins kind of flourish on that. I mean, do you think they're playoff contenders?
No. I think they're going to dump some salary, dump some older guys, and see what they're at in a year or two.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I'm not going that far. Oh, you'll love this. In ADP on Yahoo, O.J. Mayo is going 130. Guess who's going 129.7? Right, yeah, at the same spot.
I just know it's after it. It can't be Markieff, is it?
It's Markieff Morris, your favorite player.
That's the 11th round.
Oh, and Paul George's ADP is 131. I mean, that's just sad. So maybe people are drafting in some dynasties. I don't know. So yeah, let's just transition right there, right into ranks. I mean, this is the biggest part of what we're going to be talking about today. We're still, you know, what is it, 2 months before the season starts, month and a half. So we've still got a good while, but I'll let you, we'll do it this way again. We'll let you drive the boat, let you talk about the things that we've got some big disagreements on. I've got Yahoo ADP on here, kind of help you map out your RCL strategy. But where do you want to start, man?
Oh, anywhere in the top 50 is good for me. I'm just staring at Ryan Anderson and wondering why he's even ranked.
Why he's even ranked at, I've got him 62, which apparently is really low, because Yahoo's got some absolutely crazy stuff going on. They had him, they have him top 50, don't they?
I hope not. I can't imagine. He's such a shot in the dark with that back injury.
So I'm obviously looking at ADPs right now, and a lot of that factors off their pre-ranks. I'm going to let you just guess what the Yahoo ADP for Ryan Anderson is.
52, you 10 spots down.
Oh, you're way off. You got to go up.
What, everyone thinks those 10 games he had last year, he's going to do it again in 82 with a bad back? Right.
His ADP right now is 39.3.
So the beginning of the fourth round. Yeah, there is no way. Him versus Favors, and they have Favors 20 picks later? Come on.
People going right after Ryan Anderson. Tim Duncan. Mark Gasol. Thaddeus Young. Vucevic. Parsons. I mean, I'm right there with you. I mean, I it's funny that you thought my 62 rank was crazy high, and you know, obviously this is just looking at one source of Yahoo, but
and those numbers are going to change for Yahoo.
Oh, for sure. Actually, there was a good comment the other day about if Yahoo's going to do a ranking adjustment, and I know for a fact they do at least one, because I don't know if you remember last year, they had they had Bynum at like 52 or something, just out of this world preposterous, and then they finally realized that was way wrong and put him in the hundreds.
Bynum, I mean, Anderson could be in the exact same kind of thing going on right now. He's, as far as I know, he still hasn't done any kind of, you know, physical one-on-one actual basketball.
Sure, but, you know, there's still time. He said he's, I think there was a news bit recently that he's going to be 100% healthy coming into camp. Obviously, it's risky, but...
He hopes.
Yeah, well, everyone hopes. But, yeah, especially the Yahoo rankers. But, yeah, you know, the out-of-position threes, fairly good percentages.
Low turnovers.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the metrics love them. The metrics love the low turnovers.
Yeah, they weigh each category the same, which I don't do that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. If he is healthy and he's there in the 60s, I'm going to have to draft him, but it sounds like he's not going to be there in the 60s, especially if people follow Yahoo rankings. So, who else you got?
Wade at 70. I'm sure his ADP is much, much higher.
Which is kind of crazy. His ADP is 35.
Wow.
So I'm literally double down on Dwayne Wade. I mean, what can you say? I mean, he's the most annoying guy to own, and I don't think he becomes less annoying because LeBron's gone.
Yeah, I'm looking at my projection for him, and it's like second-round numbers, but do I think he's going to play 70 games? I hope. Yeah. As a Heat fan, I hope, but I couldn't draft him.
There's just no way I see him playing 70 games. And I'm looking at your projections. I think those seem a little bit high. I'm just not a Dwayne Wade fan at all. I mean, do you think I have him way too low?
No, you have him so we don't draft him. That's all I need.
I guess his numbers last year were good. What you have him projected for, you know, 20 points. He scored 19 last year. You have him for virtually the same assists, rebounds, both in the fours. Still going to get you a steal a game like he did last year. But the big thing for him is, you know, 54 games last year. Still played close to 33 minutes a game. You know, so really you have him projected for pretty close to the same season. It's just if he plays 74 games, that's going to be a value. If he plays 54 again, even at 70, that's probably a bust.
Yeah, you're going to lose your league holding on to him.
Exactly. And I remember a lot of people were talking about dropping him at points of the year last year. And, you know, if there was a guy that you had even a glimmer of doubt that you were going to drop him, I don't see how you could draft him at 35 this year. I mean,
yep, pretty much.
So that's definitely a Razzball avoid, Dwayne Wade. And I learned my lesson after ranking him way too high last year. So,
Kobe is in a similar boat.
Yeah. So
I think less people really think he's going to re-injure himself.
And I'm sort of one of them. I view his injuries as sort of big injuries that kept him out. But if he's healthy, I think he's going to play every game. I don't think he's going to go through the DNP game. I don't think he has deteriorating. I mean, he does because he's older. But I just think if he's healthy now, I think his chance of playing, you know, 75 games is so much higher than Dwayne Wade.
Yeah. What's his ADP at? Somewhere in the 30s, probably right next to Dwayne Wade.
Oh, it's probably super high. His is 31.2, so four picks before Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, and you have him good 12 picks later, so.
Yeah, he's a guy I'm certain. Yeah, I'm not reaching for him. Obviously, there's still the risk. I have him, what, 25 spots ahead of Dwayne Wade, so that just shows you that I have a lot more faith in him, but I'm still not reaching for these guys.
Yeah, I'm looking at your top 75 picks, and I'm wondering who's the first one that's going to hit the waiver wire. And I think it's Josh Smith.
Yeah, and I mean, while fair, at the same time, he is number 75. So
I couldn't do 100. There's a whole bunch of guys that could hit it in 100.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, once you get into the hundreds, you're going towards the last few spots on your roster anyway. I could see Smith getting dropped. And, you know, as I mentioned in my ranking of him, you know, if he does become a six-man role that we talked about with our Pistons expert, Joe Dexter, at Joe Dexter, go follow him. If he does become a six-man, I think the steals and blocks carry over because he'll be playing against some second units. And, I mean, we saw what James Johnson could do against second units and steals blocks. I think he still plays 30, 32 minutes somewhere in there. And if he plays with the second unit, maybe it helps his percentages. And he's playing against some, you know, defenses that he can really take apart down in the post and he stops shooting threes.
Or he could piss Van Gundy off and not even get off the bench.
Also possible. I mean, I don't know. I don't have his contract in front of me, but he's making a ton of money. I think it'd be hard for them to bench him, you know, for games on end.
Yeah, I think Stan Van's going to come in there with an iron fist, though.
I do too, and I'm looking for Josh Smith's ADP 70.1. So I mean, I've got him fairly close to his ADP. I'm not reaching for him. I mean, that's for sure. But I think he'll be. You know, I think there's so many people that have been burned by him, and I think the coaching regime change can only be helpful for him. So that's where I stand.
It's hard to be like hoping a guy matures it. 28, 29, whatever he is.
Oh, I'm still hoping to mature, so don't give me that pessimism. I don't know. I'd yell if I was getting put on the bench with all the skills that Jay Smoove has.
Yeah, with that phenomenal outside jumper.
Oh, it's so good.
That fadeaway unguarded 21-footer.
That's a shot. Don't tell me not to shoot that. I can make it every time in practice.
Every time. Yeah, we got some nice ones, though, after the 75s. 76 through 100, there's so many good sleepers on this list.
Yeah, for sure. I think once you get kind of into the... So my I'm going to hopefully get the top 100 out tomorrow. That's the goal. I've already got them ranked. Maybe one or two little shuffles, but I'm feeling pretty good with them. Who do you like as my best sleeper call in this 7,500 range?
Well, you got Antetokounmpo at 82. Mm-hmm. I think we're both in the same range there. But I think a lot of people are going to be with him. I think there's going to be a battle for him at that point.
I think his ADP is going to rise significantly through drafts. I think he's going to kind of have that buzzy sleeper up the draft stock, especially, I mean, what if he has just a crazy first one or two preseason games too? I mean, that's just going to make him, it's going to make it tough.
Yeah, he was a man amongst boys in summer league.
Yeah, he and KCP are summer league darlings. Yeah, I mean, I remember when we talked about him maybe a month or two ago when we were first starting the kind of rankings discussion, and I thought, I don't know. I think I told you I figured probably 90s, and once I kind of started weeding out players at 82s where he ended up falling, and I'm still scrolling down trying to find his ADP. ADP on Yahoo, 109.2.
Yeah, that's many rounds later. That's going to come up.
Yeah, I think so too. So, obviously we all know his Greek freakness, multi-cat ability. Just really needs the minutes. That's pretty much all he needs.
Yeah, I put him down for 32. I think he gets there. I think they realize it's arguably the most complete player on the team, up and down the floor.
Yeah, I mean, he and Parker. I think Parker's pretty complete, too. That's going to be a really fun 3-4 combo to watch if they can develop together.
How does Parker run the floor? I don't remember... seeing too much of him going up and down like that.
He's a pretty good runner for size. I mean, he looked pretty beefy in summer league, but was still getting up and down the court. He was really good in college. The Duke games I saw, I think it's going to be a pretty fast-paced team as long as Ilyasova isn't playing too much, because that dude's slow.
Yeah. And they're talking about Henson at possibly the center, which messes with Sanders, which you have here, a pick after him.
I saw that. Yep, I've got Sanders at 83, and I saw the Henson news bit yesterday. They're talking about he could possibly be the starter. That would theoretically put Sanders on the bench. I just even think if Sanders, even if that held and Sanders got 3 or 4 less minutes than Henson, because I think no matter what, Sanders is going to play. Just Sanders has so much upside. I think that's
He plays 20 plus minutes. He's going to block 2 shots.
Exactly. And I think that's why I decided, I came into this thinking, there's no way I'm touching Sanders. I'm not going to get him. And just once you get into the 80s, his upside is tough to pass at that point.
Yeah, because he's also going to give you steals from a big, assuming he gets the minutes. And if you lose him at that point, that late in the draft, it's not going to kill you.
Exactly. And that was my thinking, too, is, you know, once you're getting towards your later rounds, I mean, he could obviously be in that Jay Smoove class of one of the first people you drop if he never plays. But I think they've got to play him some. I mean,
that's a big contract.
Exactly. I'm attempting to find his Yahoo ADP here. It's kind of crazy because I think they had him ranked fairly high. His ADP 79.2. That's not too different from my 83 rank. A guy I'm not reaching for, but I think, you know, based on roster construction, if you don't have enough blocks and he falls to you there in the 9th round, it's going to be impossible to pass up.
Yep, you got an interesting run of point guards right after that, which I don't know. I think I'd probably want one of these point guards instead of Larry Sanders.
Well, I mean, a lot of that. I mean, I've got Sanders at 83, and then my mini point guard run from 87 to 89. I've got Jeremy Lin, George Hill, Elfrid Payton. And the reason
something there for everybody.
Exactly. And the reason I have them a few spots lower in that little mini run is I don't think any three of those point guards offer any sort of category-killing big season. I think they all could be useful and sleepers at that value. But if Sanders versus those guys got 34 minutes and all those three point guards got 34 minutes and all of them play the whole year, I think Sanders is going to be the best value.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
So that's why. But, I mean, I have them close. And, obviously, if I needed a point guard, I'm going to get one of those three. So, of those three point guards, who do you like the most?
Well, they're so different. I mean, Lin, if you really want those assists. George Hill, if you need to watch out for the turnovers and you want the better percents, and Payton for the upside. I mean, they're so different. There really is something there for everyone.
What do you think of my little cluster of them together? I just think they're all...
It's pretty close to where I would put them, but now I did notice you have Beverly and Reggie Jackson afterwards. Still in the top 100, though. And so I think after that point, you're done with point guards.
Probably.
101 through 150? I don't know who you put on that list.
I'm going to have Jameer Nelson in there. I just have a sneaking suspicion he's going to be a value this year. But, I mean, that's we're talking about in the hundreds, you know. I'm not reaching for the guy. But past that, I think you're right. I'm looking at Jeremy Lin's ADP is 108. That kind of surprised me. I feel like that might grow with more drafts as they go down because he has a big fan base. I thought that was a little interesting. I guess I'm...
Yeah, you got that Laker love. That's going to help. And Nash, is Nash going to play 20 games? I wouldn't bet on it.
You don't think he plays 20 games?
Did he play 20 games last year?
I don't know. Probably not.
I bet it was close.
Yeah, I can't... I have a couple lists up, and I don't even think Nash would be on any of them because of how bad and how little he played. I'm not worried about Nash too much. I think Lin would get the keys to the offense, more or less.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be second to Kobe. I mean, Kobe's going to dominate the ball.
Yeah, by keys, I meant, you know, for the point guard position. Obviously, it's Kobe's team.
Yeah, but then you also have Nick Young on the second unit dominating the ball. That's why I don't like Jimmy Lin as, like, a high upside guy. I don't think he's going to have one of those, you know, New York resurgences.
Yeah, neither do I. And that goes back to my Sanders versus that run of these guys. I agree. I don't think he has some sort of huge breakout. That's all for your Elfrid on the Shelfrid.
I hope. He looked good. He can play some too. Yeah, I like the way he finishes. He's a good little player. I just don't know if he's going to be ready, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, that's obviously the risk you take with rookies. His ADP right now, 96.9 versus my 89 ranking. So I agree with you. I mean, I think the upside is there. You know, you look at George Hill going at 85.2, almost a full round ahead of him, and I've got them right next to each other. I think Hill has... Not you know, quote-unquote upside, really, but he has a little bit more upside from last year with Paul George gone. And I don't know, the risk for Peyton makes me have him one spot below him. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, the turnovers and free throws could be really bad if he gets all those minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be teams you can build where that's not going to matter to you.
Exactly, and you have him pegged for 3.2 turnovers. Man, he and Oladipo might be the most turnover... backcourt in the NBA this year. But you've got them
pegged. Every third or fourth play, they look really good.
Exactly. So, and that's all you need. you've got them down for Peyton, 11, 5.7, 6.9 with 1.6 steals. I mean, if that comes true, I mean, that vaults them a couple rounds easily, I think.
Yeah, I mean, the assist, I'm sure no one after that's going to have assists anywhere near that.
Exactly.
Plus the steals. But the free throws could hurt too, and he's not a shooter, so I expect some volume free throws. That could hurt.
Yeah. And he should be getting most of the assists compared to Oladipo doing more slashing. It just kind of depends on how those two play together.
Yeah, I'm thinking Oladipo will probably be more of the shooter because you can't really dish to Peyton to shoot threes. Maybe two a game, but I don't think that percentage is going to be pretty.
That's why they got Channing Frye. They tell Channing Frye to be beyond the perimeter.
That's where they got Ben Gordon.
Oh, Ben Gordon. Oh, I should have ranked him top 100.
About that. Well,
that would have turned some. Well, should I have him in my top 200, Ben Gordon?
I won't. These guys don't even have minutes. I have Ryan Kelly higher. How about that?
Yeah, I probably will too, to be honest. I mean, Ben Gordon's awful. Hopefully, I just can't believe they gave him $9 million. Talk about the easiest $9 million you could ever make for sitting on a bench for 5 years.
Yeah, that's a good practice player you got there.
he's good team building. Who else you got as some guys that are interesting in the end of the top 100 here?
Oh, Draymond Green. We're both going to love Draymond Green.
Yeah, he was...
I wonder what his ADP is going to finish at.
He was awesome last year. What was my thing last year for him? Was it hashtag? What was the hashtag for Draymond Green? I need to look that up. Something I need to add to the glossary. You don't remember?
I can't remember
what it was. It was some goofy thing in my daily reports. But yeah, I mean, I just love that... Green was hitting, you know, the one plus slash lines a bunch of games. Minutes are going to be in question, but there's already reports out right now that he could start at small forward and have Iguodala kind of as the sixth man and run the second unit, which actually kind of makes sense for Iguodala. I don't have Iguodala top 100. I'm not touching him. But if Green starts and, you know, say still doesn't get quite to 30 minutes, but if he's close to 30 minutes, he's going to have a great year for all the stat categories he hits.
Yeah, what's his ADP at? Because I imagine he's a guy you don't really want at about this 96 or 97 pick.
Yeah, he's definitely a team filler. It's going to take me a second to find... I don't know. I bet his ADP is going to be well in the hundreds.
Yeah.
you know, he's the guy that no one's going to seem too interested in because of the minutes concerned. I mean, he only played 21.9 minutes last year, but did play all 82 games. So, I mean, at least you get someone that should be pretty healthy.
And that was closer to 26 at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. And towards the end of the year is when you wanted him, because he was really starting to emerge with getting a lot of playing time with injuries and all that. And, I mean, Andrew Bogut is going to get hurt for a while again this year, and Green can play the four and move David Lee to the five. So the opportunity for minutes is there, even if he's not, quote-unquote, the starter.
Yep, and he runs that fast-paced offense with Curry and Clay so much better than those two. Than Bogut and D. Lee.
Green is power forward eligible, wouldn't you think, right? I can't find him on Yahoo's ADP to save my life.
They might call him a small forward.
Maybe he's small forward only.
But he should get both. He should definitely. I mean,
that's what I would think too.
Most came at power forward.
Wow, they only have him as small forward only. That's kind of interesting. But his ADP right now, 136.8 versus mine at 96. So a full four rounds later.
Yeah, and that's, you can get a block out of a small forward. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't need what wings give you in points and trays, if you've got those pretty well locked up through your draft, I mean, Green would be perfect for small forward if you need a little bit more steals and blocks late in drafts. That almost makes me like him more. Wow, his ADP's way down there, but he's 90. Oh wait, no, I'm looking at the wrong person. 9% owned. Okay, so people seem to be passing on him so far. He's a guy that I think we're gonna go get.
Yeah, I have a feeling he'll be a guy that's gonna be at the top of my list for a round or two, and finally, I just won't be able to pass him again.
Mm-hmm. Good late round pick there. Did you see, I got your boyfriend as Mr. Irrelevant, number 100, Alec Burks.
I gave him some pretty good numbers.
You
I
did?
Think he gets the minutes, and I think he starts at the two, and I'm not too worried about Exum.
And that was a big reason I had to make the top 100, is I just don't think Exum and Burke are a professional backcourt for an NBA team. I mean, that's just going to be such a bad backcourt. There's no way that Burks can't play, you know, over 30 minutes pretty easily.
Yep. I've been trying to fit him into my top 100, and he's been just outside, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, basically the same place.
And, I mean, you're looking at guys around that area, and they're just, I mean, Burks still has some upside. Do you think he could be a, like, best case scenario, a 20 point per game scorer this year?
This year, that's tough. Hayward is the guy. So he'd have to really forego passing the ball, and I don't think he does. I think he's, you know, as his points rise, his assists are going to rise too.
Wow, Alec Burks' ADP 143.2. So that's, you know, geez. Yahoo's stuff is. people going ahead of him. Amon Shumpert? Come on. Really?
Yeah.
Avery Bradley. I mean, Bradley has some upside. Ray Allen? Oh, come on. I guess these ADP numbers are just all sorts of messed up. But, I mean, it's still early. He's owned in 93% of leagues, so that means everyone's drafting him. Yeah. And, you know, Ray Allen's owned in 7. So, I mean, these numbers are still way, way early. But I think Alec Burks is a guy that, obviously, if you need points and get you a steal in game late in drafts, I think he's a guy that's a really easy guy to like towards the end there. JB's most incoherent sentence of the day award right there.
So, yeah, I'm still putting it all together.
Anything else you liked in the likes, didn't like in the ranks? I thought Terrence Jones making the top 100 made sense, yet he seemed to be out of a lot of lists.
Really? Yeah, he was really good and almost got there last year.
Yeah, I know. It surprised me how low he was in Yahoo's. I mean, I've still got the ADP in front of me, but I think his pre-rank was way, way low. It was definitely in the triple digits by a good margin. And I just didn't really get it. There's no reason to think he's going to lose any of that playing time he got last year. Sure, he had his minutes kind of waffled around a bit, but I think he could.
I think a lot of that, I think a lot of his minutes were due to Chandler Parsons playing the four, which Ariza can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And Terrence can play the five. So if Howard goes down, he's going to be, there's no Ashik to back him up anymore. He could be top 50 easily.
Mm-hmm. And he's a guy that might move up depending on how preseason stuff goes and things like that. ADP right now, 135, kind of in that fringe of guys barely getting drafted. I don't see how you could not have him a top 100 player just based on upside.
Yep, you put him right next to Zach Randolph, which is completely different type of guys.
Zach Randolph is consistent and boring. Versus Jones with upside and a really cool. What do you call that thing when you shave a line in the side of your head? Doesn't Terrence Jones have one of those?
You're asking the wrong person.
Doesn't that have a that has a name or something? Fact check. Someone put a comment so I know what the name of that is.
We need
called.
Some help here.
Was it like a streak? I don't know. Anyway, so any other big hitting points you? Oh, I let's end on Markieff Morris. I've been listening to you. I thought I'd have him top 100 probably, but your love of him had me shoot him up a little higher. I've got him all the way up at 84th. What did you think of that rank?
Yeah, I've got him right there, 79 or so. And I mean, you see the projections I gave for him.
Yeah, your projections are pretty saucy.
I mean, what there can't he do, though? Those 2%, he can do that. He did it last year. I think he shoots a little bit more from the three-point range. They were talking about him working on that. The minutes go up, so everything else should go up. There's nothing not to like about this situation, I think.
Yeah, to be honest, the number that sticks out the most for me on your projection is 34 minutes a game. And I think he should. I don't disagree that he should get that. I just don't know if he does. You know, is he going to be the starting four?
Yeah, we still don't know that, but
yeah.
I'm not sure who's going to be competing with him.
I don't brother? Either.
Yeah. His brother's more of a three-point specialist, stretch four, maybe.
Family rivalry.
Last year.
Yeah, I mean, I think Markieff is clearly the better player, too. So,
yeah.
But I mean, if that 34 minutes comes true, you're right. There's nothing in your projections for him. You know, 13.8 last year goes up to 17 points in your projection this year. Six boards up to 6.8. Obviously, that's easy. Gonna hit roughly one of assists or of steals and blocks. Get a couple assists. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm starting to. Starting to have my Markieff Morris interest peaked. So maybe I'll move him up if he gets some glowing reports and he's going to get the big starting minutes for Hornacek.
Pretty good. You put him right next to Channing Frye, too.
Yeah, former guy taking over I don't know how you would phrase that. Whatever. Frye out of Phoenix to the Magic. I have one spot below just because I do. You have Frye projected for 2 threes a game. I think he does do that as well. I mean, he's going to get a ton of points or a ton of trays on that team.
Yep, the opportunity's there.
Yep. So that's pretty much it for the top 100. Obviously, we're going to have tons more to talk about in comments. We've still got a while to go for the season. RCL League's going to be hopping up here. When are you going to make your RCL league today, Slim?
Maybe not today, but soon. You know, there's two guys you left off that are kind of interesting that I bet are in the top 100 ADPs.
Okay.
Joe Johnson and Paul Pierce, the oldies.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they both are. I know that Paul Pierce, I think both were top 100, as you mentioned. I'm pulling up the ADP now. But I don't know. I don't see Pierce getting the minutes, and I've never been a Joe Johnson fan. I think Joe Johnson had kind of a big stretch at one point. But other than that,
yeah, he really carried it.
Yeah, I think he carried it when Deron Williams went down. But then past that was kind of meh.
No, I'm with you. I think they're both a void where they're probably going to get drafted.
Yep, I'm fighting Yahoo to try to get my ADPs in here. Yeah, I can't find it, but I'm sure they are. Well, I'll bring that up next time we talk on the show. We'll have some better ADPs once some actual leagues with people that care are getting drafted. I bet a ton of this is like mock drafts where someone took 5 picks and quit.
Yeah, there's other sites that'll do better ADPs. I think Mock Draft Central is a pretty good one.
Yeah, do they have basketball on Mock Draft Central? I used to use it a lot, but then I kind of stopped using it.
Yeah, a couple years ago I used it, but I haven't used it recently. I remember doing basketball there.
Interesting. Yeah, maybe I'll look in that and I'll quote.
Mostly for the ADPs, because it's actually, it doesn't get as many inactive drafters as Yahoo and all those other.
Exactly. I'll take a look at that, and maybe in my article for these 75 to 100, maybe mention some Mock Draft Central ADPs. I think that's it for ranks, man. You see any good movies or shows lately?
I don't think I've ever mentioned, but Drunk History has got to be like one of the greatest ideas ever. I laugh so hard at that show, and I learn. I mean, what else do you need?
I think we need those to be our new teachers.
They do well. The way they some of those episodes, some of those guys are so good at it. Yeah, I'm really enjoying that show.
Didn't that start as a YouTube thing before being
a
show?
I'm not too sure. I just noticed it on Comedy Central, and I was halfway through last season when I first noticed it. And yeah, it got me. I'm hooked.
That's definitely one I want to watch. All right, tell me which one I need to watch first.
For Drunk History?
Yeah.
Hollywood was pretty good. Jack Black and Dan Aykroyd. That was a good one.
Interesting. All right. I'm going to watch Hollywood, and we'll have a full discussion on the next podcast. did you ever end up watching Transcendence? I actually just watched that.
It doesn't sound familiar.
It was the one where Johnny Depp turns into an AI computer, that thing.
Okay, no, I did not see that one.
It was not good. So, as the Rotten Tomatoes that I should have read beforehand would have indicated.
Yeah, I watched Godzilla. It was okay, I guess.
Oh, I wanted to see that one. I liked, did you see the movie that director did beforehand? The Monsters movie? It was just called Monsters. Yeah. That was pretty good.
I don't remember. Doesn't sound familiar.
If you could turn into an AI sentient computer and you had all the power in the world, what would be the first thing you would do?
Know everything.
That's pretty much the first thing Johnny Depp did too. So,
right.
I think my first thing would be I'd probably buy an NBA team, hire Larry Drew as a coach, and then troll every site all the time because that would be hilarious. So,
yeah, Larry Drew came out with a comment about getting released, and it wasn't very nice.
I don't blame him. I think a lot of fantasy owners would have some not nice things to do give him as well. I should just forward him our 13-14 Razzies, where we just made fun of Larry Drew pretty much the whole awards ceremony. If you didn't check that out, we award Razzies to the worst coaches, worst performers, biggest busts of the year. I'll try to shoot that link on something sometime new, because that was a ton of fun. All right, man.
We'll do that again.
Yeah. That's gonna be a lifelong Razzball basketball thing. All right, man. I think that's pretty much gonna end it for today. Any parting thoughts for this week before we head into next week and finish up our top 200?
No, I just need to get me some writing done. I've got so many ideas. I got 6 or 7 posts that need to get written.
Tease me with something you're working on right now.
Parker versus Wiggins. You want that one, don't you?
Yeah, I think everyone wants that one. I think that'll be a really, really good read. So if you're looking forward to the Parker-Wiggins debate, that'll be a good one. That should be up sometime soon. I think we all know where I'm going. I'm on the Parker bandwagon, but we'll see what's...
Yeah, I'll talk a little dynasty in that too, though.
Yeah, oh, for sure. And I think I've said that as well, that I like Wiggins more long term. But we'll leave it to Slim. I don't need to be spoiler alerting. spoiler alert, Johnny Depp gets destroyed in Transcendence. And the world has to live agrarian and not have computers. They actually show that at the beginning of the movie. It's like, oh, now there's no computers. I'm so sad. And it's like, okay, now I know the ending. What the hell? So anyway, I think that's it for today. And thanks for joining us. And we'll see you. You want to do another pod next weekend?
Sounds good.
All right, man. Take it easy. Have a good weekend, everyone. And be sure to start up your RCL league today. Take it easy, man.
Yeah. We'll be right back.